American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Saddle up, partner. This ain't no cattle drive. We're driving at the truth and chasing that sunset painted red, white, and blue.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. 3, 2, 1.
This is American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think what we are witnessing right now in this state of California,
yeah,
is not just another lawsuit. It's not just another political spat or some procedural shuffle about district lines. I think this is something far, far greater, because now the Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit against California.
Yeah.
Basically over that entire ridiculous Prop 50 that the California voters passed, basically legalizing the use of race in order to draw their congressional and their district maps for state legislators, for all sorts of elections in the state of California.
Well, I mean, California's used race to put together its maps for a long time, at least since the 1960s. And the Voting Rights Act going into effect. This is, the last map, the one that they're currently operating on. It's based on racial gerrymandering too. It's just that this new map that voters approved is even more gerrymandered and intentionally designed to get rid of Republican districts. This map's actually, I don't think it's so much based on race as it is based on party, that it wants to eliminate, and this Gavin Newsom said there, their objective was to eliminate as many Republican districts as they possibly could.
Well, the problem is now we have a United States Attorney General who actually understands the Constitution. So yeah, California may have been doing this for decades, but the Attorney General of the United States is stepping in now to stop the state of California from continuing to institutionalize the most blatant, unapologetic, unconstitutional power grab, perhaps in modern political history. Because I think California voters, they were manipulated. Now, they were convinced, but they were manipulated, really, into approving Prop 50. Prop 50, Proposition 50, was this rushed, frantic, politically engineered ballot initiative that basically threw out all of the state's existing congressional map or districts and replaced it with a new one, practically scribbled together in a back room with one hand, by Gavin Newsom. And I think this map did not come, obviously, from the Independent Redistricting Commission.
No.
That California bragged about for years. No, that was too inconvenient for the power-hungry class in California, in Sacramento. And so instead, the Democrats, led by Gavin Newsom, the future presidential candidate, Gavin Newsom, he decided he's just going to bypass that commission altogether. He's going to draw his own maps. And, of course, he said, well, that's just to counter what Texas did, to counter what Florida is doing, et cetera, et cetera. But this wasn't about fairness. This wasn't about representation. This wasn't about protecting minority voting rights. This was about raw power. And as you pointed out, yes, to some degree, it wasn't so much about race.
Right.
But in the end, I mean, I guess how much of this based in race is acceptable for you or not acceptable for you? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it's kind of like, can you be a little pregnant? No, right. you're either being racist or you're not, in terms of how you're drawing your congressional maps.
And that's the question that's before the Supreme Court in the case out of the state of Louisiana. And the Supreme Court may rule on that by early next year. They may wait until summer. This was a case that the Supreme Court could have ruled on last summer. They punted until this fall, heard more arguments about racially based gerrymandering. And they're now considering whether they should say, okay, look, the Voting Rights Act does not trump the Constitution. You do not have the right to draw districts based on the basis of race. The lawsuit that was, so the Attorney General Pam Bondi has joined the lawsuit that was already filed by some Republicans in the state of California after voters voted for this map. And the Republicans said, look, this map is racially gerrymandered. And Attorney General Pam Bondi is joining in that, saying, yeah, you're right. It is racially gerrymandered and it shouldn't be there. I don't know if the courts are going to follow it. It really depends upon the Supreme Court's ruling and what the Supreme Court says about the Voting Rights Act and about racial gerrymandering. If the Supreme Court says, you know what, we're going to keep a little bit of racial gerrymandering, then this
we're fine
map
with
in California,
a little racism.
Well,
we've been fine with the Voting Rights Act.
We've been fine with that since the Voting Rights.
Okay.
I mean, we've been fine with that.
It's got to stop.
It's got to stop. But that's not the question. Isn't what you and I think about. It's what the Supreme Court's going to say about it.
So the Department of Justice lawsuit spells it out in black and white. This is what they're asking for. Basically,
did you just use the racial term black and white to talk about that?
Yeah, I guess so. I did, not intentionally. Right. Here's what the DOJ lawsuit says. It says race cannot be used as a proxy to advance political interests. But that is precisely what the California General Assembly did with Proposition 50. And the Supreme Court has been crystal clear for decades.
No, they haven't.
I think they have. I think they have. And you just cannot use race or minority population percentages or racial clustering or demographic voting patterns as the foundation for your map making process.
No, they haven't been crystal clear because they ruled that Alabama had to use race in its maps. And then they ruled that other states have done too much.
Well, they're confused.
That's my point. The rulings coming out of the Supreme Court for decades have been mixed messages. And this was the argument the state of Louisiana had before the Supreme Court. You say we have to use race in redistricting, but then you tell us we can't use too much race. What is the appropriate amount of racism that we should be using in creating the maps? Because that has been the ruling from the Supreme Court. They have been muddled in their decisions for decades that you have to use some racism to that's why we have minority majority districts in the first place.
Though.
I agree, but the Supreme Court's been doing.
And a lot of folks may say, well, you know, whatever happens in California, you know, let them, you know, they're already, you know, they've already destroyed themselves and people are leaving. But here's what hangs in the balance. The balance of power in the U.S. House is what hangs in the balance, because we're talking about between 5 and 9 congressional seats. And really the future trajectory of American politics, because if California is successful here, and if the United States
essentially wiping out any Republican left in the state,
and if the United States Supreme Court is either silent
or
otherwise rules that, yeah, you can use race all you want, or even a limited amount, you know how many more Democrat seats across the country we could be looking at?
Well, not many, because they've already gerrymandered about as much as they could.
You can wipe out the nine in California. Is 3 to 6.
What's that?
All you have to flip are 3 to 6 seats, and you'll determine the party that controls Congress.
But Republicans are doing the same thing on the other side. I mean, Missouri's picked up one. Indiana's picked up a couple. Ohio's picked up a couple seats for Republicans. Texas has grabbed 4. So, and Louisiana, depending upon the ruling, could grab another seat or two. So, yeah, this redistricting fight's going on, and we do need some clarity from the Supreme Court. But without clarity from the Supreme Court, this lawsuit in California is going to fail.
Well, I think when the dust settles, when the courts rule, the Constitution will win. The rule of law will still win.
I hope so.
And I think the American people will win.
Let's get to the top 3 things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, President Trump signed a bill ending the federal government shutdown. The bill passed out of the U.S. Congress with the help of 8 Democrat senators and 6 Democrat representatives. Only 2 Republicans in the House and 1 in the Senate voted to keep the government closed. The bill also includes the regular funding appropriations for military construction, Veterans Affairs, and the Department of Agriculture through the end of next fiscal year. The Trump administration says furloughed and fired government employees will start to see paychecks hitting their bank accounts this weekend. As Trump signed the bill, he said, quote, "The Democrat shutdown has inflicted massive harm, so I just want to tell the American people, you should not forget this when we come to midterms and other things. Don't forget what they've done to our country."
Yeah, no, absolutely. And look, this is all great news, but I'm still seeing Democrats waltz out into these interviews and blame Republicans.
Yeah, it's gaslighting continues. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, Democrat Katie Wilson defeated incumbent Democrat Bruce Harrell to become the next mayor of Seattle. Wilson is a 43-year-old socialist who's relying on her parents for financial assistance throughout the campaign. She has spent years working as a community activist, creating a so-called union of people who rode public transit in the Emerald City, but she's never held public office before. She promised to build government-run grocery stores in parts of the city she calls food deserts. She also wants to raise taxes on businesses to create more government-run housing for homeless people and campaign on preventing ICE from operating in Seattle.
She has also promised to force supermarkets to stay open
right
in certain neighborhoods.
Yeah, she's not going to let them close and go out of business. How do you do that? That's impossible. Third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the former chief of staff for California Governor Gavin Newsom was just arrested as part of a federal corruption investigation. Dana Williamson served as Newsom's chief of staff until 2024. She's now been indicted by a federal grand jury for 23 counts of obstruction of justice, false statements, bank fraud, and wire fraud. Prosecutors say Williamson diverted $225,000 from a political campaign fund belonged to former Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra, moved it into shell companies that eventually funneled the money into the personal accounts of an associate. She's also accused of claiming more than $1 million in business expenses for her campaign work that were actually personal expenses.
That's just shameful.
That was Gavin Newsom's right-hand woman. Nice, huh? We got more American Ground Radio coming up. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Do you ever get tired of taking a handful of vitamins every morning? You'll love ProtoVite Plus from Victory Nutrition International. It's a powerful packet loaded with essentials, so just tear, mix, and sip. Add it to water, smoothies, whatever you like.
Fast, tasty, and it actually absorbs.
Get 20% off with code AGR20 at vni.life/AGR.
ProtoVite Plus. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
I mean, California, I guess it's all California all the time these days. I mean, in terms of
California's
the ridiculousness
always
of
California.
No, I understand. But in terms of them making headlines,
oh, okay.
I mean, the insanity of California handing out 17,000 trucking licenses
yeah.
to foreign drivers.
Well, not just foreign drivers, but illegal aliens. People who did not have work permits, people who were not supposed to be in the country in the first place, people who couldn't read or speak English. Yeah, they were just handing out driver's licenses. Here, go drive the biggest vehicles we allow on our highways. Have fun.
It's just like what the Democrats did in Washington, using the poor, the least among us, as political pawns. So California, in similar fashion, has turned their DMV into a political weapon. Not a safety agency.
No.
Not a licensing bureau.
No.
Not a place where the citizens follow the law. No, the DMV in California is now a sanctuary institution.
It instead of being a place that was designed to protect
ridiculous.
Other drivers on the road, it became a place where politicians were able to push through their agenda, even though it violated the rule of law. That's what they were doing, was pushing through their open borders agenda by giving illegal aliens driver's licenses and then claiming, well, we don't have Americans who want to do this. Really? No, you're wanting to hire illegal aliens at lower prices,
it's
which then hurts American truck drivers.
It's worse than that. I think that, yeah, it definitely hurts American truck drivers and those who have spent years in training. Because if you're handing out these professional licenses,
right.
these CDL licenses, for example, licenses that require training
yes.
and discipline
yes.
and judgment and eyesight and literacy and yeah. adherence to the law.
Right.
To thousands of people who haven't earned them, you're manufacturing chaos. And it just seems yeah. like everything the Democrats do is engineered to create chaos, to create pain, to create a crisis. And in the meantime, you're putting people's lives at risk. You are creating an entirely new category of danger on the highways. And you're turning the trucking industry, one of the most regulated in America, into an absolute joke. And here's Gavin Newsom with his slick back hair, and this smirk on his face like he's better than everyone. And he wants to pretend that's compassion. He wants to pretend that that's somehow he's doing good.
Yeah.
Oh, my. This isn't inclusion.
No.
This isn't good. This is delusion.
It's recklessness.
It's dereliction of duty.
It is. It's recklessness. And whoever authorized the truck drivers to get the licenses, and the truck drivers then went and killed Americans on the highway, the people who gave those licenses need to be thrown in jail.
Gavin Newsom, I'm done with you. I'm done with you. Just keep walking.
Oh, you're not done. He's going to come back. We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, what do you think about Tish Hyman?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama, Mama.
And joining us now, our American Mama, Terry Netterville. Okay, so Tish Hyman went viral. She was working out in a gym in, I believe, the San Francisco area. And there was a man that went into the women's locker room. Now, this is a man who claims to be transgender. But as she has pointed out, this is a man who seems to be fully intact, that he hasn't had top or bottom surgery. He's just walking around. Just claiming that he's a woman. So Tish Hyman went to talk to Scott Wiener. Now, the names involved in this are...
Yeah, this is really out.
Tish Hyman
yeah.
going to talk to Scott Wiener. I'm not making those up. Those are the actual names.
That was not lost on me, I know. But.
Scott Wiener is running for Congress. He's trying to take Nancy Pelosi's seat.
Right.
And so Tish Hyman lives in Nancy Pelosi's district, and she confronted him. Here's what she said.
As a woman, first and foremost, that this is dangerous, and we need your help, because you're in the office, you're going to go in the Pulaski spot. I want to support you. I have millions of people behind me watching this right now, and we want to know, are you going to protect women? Not trans women, women. Women, trans women are a different thing. Women, women. Listen, we need to protect women's safety. I was assaulted.
Women are women.
I was assaulted. No, they are not. They are men.
I was assaulted by men. He broke his wife's jaw so bad she needed reconstructive surgery. I'm a lesbian. I'm not transphobic, and I'm black. So if there's another black woman in here who wants to tell me how they feel, please join in. But all of you are not. And I don't know who you are, what you are, but I'm a lesbian, and I'm telling you right now, men are harassing women in the locker room.
Let's let him answer the question.
Yes.
I'm just telling you.
Okay. What'd you think when you saw that?
I think she's our very own Norma Rae. She's an American hero for women. I think that the courage that she is showing in this time and in this space when she is, like she said, she's a black lesbian woman. She doesn't have anything against transgenders.
Yeah.
But she made the point that you need to protect women.
Right.
And this Scott Wiener guy, who is known for wanting to transition kids, any kid that wants to transition, he wants government money
right.
to pay for that.
Right.
So she's trying to tell him, these are not women. These are trans women. They're not real women. And he doubled down on that by saying, well, you know, trans women get brutalized too. And she said when the crowd booed,
did you notice the pitch? Like,
yes.
It was.
That was the first thing I noticed.
There was a lot more alto, baritone, and bass than there were soprano.
Whoa. Yes, they are women. Whoa, lady. And she stood up. Not only did she stand up for her convictions, she physically stood up.
She did.
Turned around, faced all these white people. There's one more black person in the corner. All these boomers. And she said, you don't even know what you're talking about. And she had to give the credibility that she's marginalized.
And that's interesting, too, because the left thinks about that. And again, Tish Hyman is not a conservative.
No, not at all.
She's a lesbian who voluntarily lives in San Francisco, mm-hmm. California.
Yeah.
This is somebody who wants to vote for the Democrat running to replace Nancy Pelosi. She said, I want to vote for you. So she's standing up and she's using the same victimhood mindset that Democrats are in to claim her own victimhood to stop everybody that was trying to say you don't have the right to speak.
And guess what? They shut up.
They did.
They listened to her. If that had been you or Lewis or me or Kimberly, we would have been booed out of there. This is an 80-20
issue
situation
in the country.
In the country. She's on the side of the 80, and a lot of the LGB are on the 80% side of this thing.
Yeah, they're like the TQ plus is the problem, not the LGB.
And let me just tell the audience, okay, so the guy that was in the locker room that's fully intact, his name is Grant Freeman, and in 2022, he beat his girlfriend so severely, his girlfriend Alexis, so severely that he had to serve prison time. When he got out, he not only transitioned, but without doing anything, just put on a bra and panties and gave himself the name Alexis. So now he goes by
his beat up girlfriend's name.
This guy is not okay. So what Tish is saying is, these are the people you're allowing in the women's restrooms and locker rooms with not only adult women, but little girls.
Yeah.
This guy's off his rocker. He has lost his ever-loving mind. And this guy, Scott Wiener, heaven forbid he get elected in San Francisco. Heaven forbid. Because I promise you, these people that feel like that they're virtue signaling and they're for the right, there's going to come a time that they're going to realize they were on the wrong side of this thing.
Real quick, is it possible that the opposition to the TQ plus starts in San Francisco?
Absolutely.
That would be interesting. If you'd like to ask our American mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netterville, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We got more American Ground Radio coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I want to ask you to tune into American Ground Radio Podcast, where they dig deeper to bring you the stories that matter, the principles that built this nation, and the conversations that keep freedom alive, land of the free because of the brave. Hosted by Lewis R. Avalone and our pal Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio is not just about politics. It's about the American spirit, the grit, the determination, the unshakable belief that America is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. Other shows give you the news. Lewis and Stephen give you perspective and optimism, the power to believe again. If you love this country, this is your show. Planting seeds, growing freedom. Subscribe now on the Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen. This is American Ground Radio.
You're listening to the fastest-growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No, no, no. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Because of you, American Ground Radio is heard in more markets than you can shake a stick at, which in California is now considered a microaggression against trees. Fire up the chainsaw, fellas.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
I mean, I hope you're sitting down for this one.
I mean,
this is almost too brazen to believe.
I'm sitting down.
Even for today's Democratic Party, but you have two Democratic senators, John Hickenlooper and Jack Reed.
Hickenlooper from Colorado? Is that where he's from?
I think he is, yeah.
Okay. Jack Reed, I'm not familiar with.
They are now openly, proudly, unapologetically saying that the longest government shutdown in American history was, wait for it, worth it.
For what?
Let that marinate for just a moment.
What'd they
get? A shutdown that blocked paychecks.
Right.
That shuttered services, that hurt military families, that delayed benefits, that left the most vulnerable Americans twisting in the wind. And these two geniuses, these two United States senators, sitting United States senators, declare it was a success story. How tone deaf do you have to be? This wasn't about national security. This wasn't about balancing the budget. This wasn't about protecting taxpayers. You know what this was? This was the Democratic Party holding the government hostage for illegal alien health care and $1.5 trillion of their partisan wish list demands. And now they're patting themselves on the back for it. And the American people suffered. And these guys, I guess, what do they want? They want applause? They want a slow clap? I mean, what do they want here?
Well, they're saying they think it was worth it because you got Republicans to pay attention to health care. But that's ridiculous because Republicans were already paying attention to health care. Part of what Republicans have been saying is that Democrats have screwed up health care. So Republicans have already figured that out. We've already been paying attention to it. What I really think they think it was worth it for, here's what the Democrats really got out of the lockdown. You want to know what they got? They won the governorship in New Jersey.
They were going to do that. I don't think they do that anyway.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Certainly not by the margins they did.
No.
They picked up seats in Mississippi. They won the governorship in Virginia. They won. They got the guy who wants to assassinate Republican babies to be named the attorney general for the state of Virginia. I don't think they would have won that if they hadn't been able to push their messaging through the lockdowns with the help of big media convincing people to do that. And they were able to rile up their Democrat base by showing that they're actually fighting for something. So if anything, the Democrat thinks is worth it, it's because they won some elections that were close and that they might not have won otherwise.
Look, let me just say, I think this was a watershed moment for our country because shutdowns used to be something that both sides disliked, or I won't say feared, but they didn't. It was not something that they desired.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Democrats used to accuse Republicans of being reckless anytime there was even a whisper of a shutdown. But the minute the Democrats, decide shutting down the country to help illegal aliens or push some, you know, $1.5 trillion partisan package, now they're proud of it. What are they proud of? Proud of what? The chaos, the dysfunction, the federal workers missing paychecks, the air traffic controllers that had to take time off because the stress of having to go to work every day, which is already a very stressful job, and not getting paid, or seniors losing their benefits.
Yeah.
By the way, America was held hostage, and the Democratic Party is like,
it's totally worth it, dude. Do it again. We will absolutely screw over people if it makes us feel better about ourselves.
It's just a shame.
Jack Reed, by the way, is senator from Rhode Island. Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine.
Okay, so Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch went on to Fox News to talk about the problem of not knowing our history. He was talking with Fox & Friends co-host Lawrence Jones because Neil Gorsuch has a new book coming out next year, a children's book called Heroes of 1776. And he wrote it trying to talk about some of the founding fathers. I think it's a good idea. Haven't read the book yet. It'll come out next May, but this is what he was talking about. And then in the middle of the interview, Lawrence Jones asked a question of Neil Gorsuch. Take a listen to this exchange.
Seems like a lot of my generation and the younger generation, those stories just aren't taught in schools. Do you think that has hurt us as a society that we eliminated those stories out of the history books?
You know, this is one thing my colleagues and I really agree on, is the importance of bringing civic education to our children. Over half of Americans can't pass the citizenship exam we expect people who come to this country to pass. Most Americans cannot name the three branches of government. And if you ask me what the greatest danger America faces today, it's itself. And we have to learn how to talk to one another. We need to know our shared history. And I think if we do that, we'll come to realize that all the things that separate us pale in comparison to the things that unite us, those three great ideas in the Declaration. And so, yeah, I wanted to be part of America's celebration and bringing us together again.
So to that celebration.
I think that's a really good point, because last year there was a study by the Institute for Citizens and Scholars, and they said just 1 in 3 Americans would pass the citizenship test. And it's not that hard of a test. It really isn't. It's like basic stuff. You don't have to get into Voltaire. You don't have to get into Locke and Montesquieu. It's not that kind of philosophy. It's how many senators are there?
Well, and I think before you even take the citizenship test, it's not even about passing the test. That's not what makes you an American. I think you have to have an appreciation and understanding, and the only way you do that is through learning civics and learning history. But you have to have an appreciation for the fact of why we became a country in the first place.
And I think that's what Gorsuch was talking about. And it's part of why we're in such a problem politically today. Look, Why would American citizens vote for a socialist in New York City and in Seattle? Because they don't know their history. And they don't know the Declaration of Independence, and they don't understand the concept of natural rights.
Well, if you don't teach Americans who they are,
right,
or why they are who they are,
right,
someone else will.
That's true.
And that someone, I promise you,
it's been TikTok.
I promise you, will get it wrong.
Yeah.
And teaching civics reminds us why we became a country in the first place. And let me remind, for those of you who might not know, it's because free men and women got tired of being ruled, because they believed that government should answer to the people, not the other way around, because they believed in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
The left keeps trying to insist we have more and more rights, right? Everything is a right. You have a right to have a grocery store in your neighborhood. You have a right to free health care. You have a right to a college education. Except you don't have a right to any of that, because your having a right to that would take away someone else's right. You would force them to do labor for you without compensation. That's not how it works. But people think those things are rights because they don't understand the concept of natural rights as spelled out in the Declaration. They don't understand that we do have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but that's kind of it.
But they
get confused between the concepts of things I want and things I have a right to.
Well, what you were explaining about, you know, if you have a right, like a right to health care,
right,
what you're doing is you're forcing someone else to pay. If you can't afford your own health care,
yeah,
and you consider it a right, you're forcing someone else to work,
yeah,
you know, basically without any compensation.
And that's violating their rights.
To pay for your health care.
And they're human beings just like you. They have just as much rights as you do. And that's where socialism gets it all wrong. Gorsuch is right. The biggest threat to America is American ignorance of America itself. That's why we're doing this show. But we need more people taking up this cause. If we want to save this country, we have to get people to remember what this country is all about in the first place.
Otherwise, we lose the country.
That's right. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Let's be honest, the healthcare system has become a maze of red tape and sky-high costs. That's why we want you to check out Altrua Health Share.
Altrua isn't insurance. It's a faith-based health-sharing community where members care for one another's medical needs. You get access to over a million providers nationwide, and you often save thousands of dollars every year.
Take back control of your healthcare. Visit altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for special savings when you join.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Have you ever been accused of something you didn't do? Your word alone might not be enough.
That's where iDetect from Global Data Fusion comes in. iDetect is the groundbreaking lie detection technology trusted by law enforcement, businesses.
iDetect can help prove your honesty when it matters most, whether it's workplace issues or clearing your name.
Call Global Data Fusion at 337-205-3007 and ask about iDetect. Mention American Ground Radio for exclusive benefits.
Global Data Fusion, hiring, screening, and now proving your integrity.
If you're tired of paying through the nose for health insurance, it's time to think smarter with Altrua Health Share.
Altrua is a faith-based, community-driven approach that lets members share one another's medical needs, saving thousands of dollars every year while keeping access to over a million doctors nationwide. Go to altruahealth.org/AGR. Use promo code FREEDOM100 for additional savings.
That's altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Hey, y'all, check out these fun events around the state this weekend. November 7th, Big Boys Main Street Cook-Off in Thibodaux. November 7th through November 9th, Berwick Lighthouse Festival and Holy Ghost Creole Festival in Opelousas. November 8th, Thibodeauville Fall Fest in Thibodaux and the second annual Blue Denim Night in Folsom. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to laissez les bon temps rouler.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So apparently, the New York Times is cherry picking what it is reporting about.
Well, yeah,
of course.
But which topic are we talking about?
Because Epstein, they've been the whole Epstein document.
I thought you were talking about like climate or maybe Russia Gate or
no. Okay. The real news that comes out of the latest Epstein document dump.
Yeah,
is that the. I guess what he was, the attorney, Michael Wolff,
yeah,
and a former New York Times reporter were crawling to Epstein. This is before, you know, before he committed suicide or quote unquote committed suicide in air quotes.
Okay.
Begging Epstein for dirt on Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And they came up empty. That's your headline. That's not the story.
But that's not what Democrats are saying. Democrats are saying, oh, look, there was a victim who wrote an email and said Donald Trump was all involved. And then you realize that the Democrats had actually redacted the name Virginia Guthrie, who has written a book, autobiography, talking about how Donald Trump never did anything wrong to her. Donald Trump tried to help her.
Right.
That was the book she published right before she committed suicide. So the name they redacted to hide to make it look like Donald Trump was somehow nefarious and involved in the Epstein things was the one person who's come out and said quite clearly, repeatedly, and in publication, Donald Trump did nothing wrong.
No, absolutely. And this Michael Wolff, he humiliated himself. The former New York Times reporter humiliated the Times. And now the Times is humiliating itself even further by pretending that these irrelevant emails actually matter.
I wonder, are they humiliating themselves? Because don't you have to have some humility in order to be humiliated? I don't think they do anymore. I mean, if you're discrediting yourself, don't you have to have some credibility? I don't think the New York Times has any credibility anymore. They've kept a hold of Pulitzers for reporting that's been proved to be 100% wrong.
No, I get that. But I think that the Epstein files have revealed far more about the corruption and the desperation and the dishonesty of the American media.
Oh, yeah.
Than anything it has revealed about Donald Trump.
And again, the New York Times isn't embarrassed by their own bad behavior. Doesn't that tell you more about the Times than it does about Donald Trump? You can't be discredited if you don't have any credit to begin with.
I mean, Epstein gave them nothing. I mean, that point, he had really nothing to lose.
Right. If he had dirt on Trump, he would have used it. He didn't have it. Let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good.
So I ran across an interesting article in The Daily Economy by Barry Brownstein. The title is called The Economics of Gratitude. He said, gratitude is the first principle of prosperity. Demanding something from nothing misunderstands both economics and human nature. And he's talking about, you know, why would people vote for communism? Why would they vote for socialism? And really what it gets down to is because they don't understand gratitude in their lives today. And they aren't operating in a sense of gratitude. They're operating in a sense of entitlement that somebody owes me something, rather than operating in a sense of, man, I am so fortunate for what I have. He talked about a French economist from the mid-1800s, Frederic Bastiat. Quote, in Economic Harmonies, Bastiat wrote of a person of modest circumstances. Remember, this is somebody with modest circumstances in 1845. It is impossible not to be struck by the disproportion, truly incommensurate, that exists between the satisfactions this man derives from society and the satisfactions that he could provide for himself if he were reduced to his own resources. Okay, you are listening to this right now, either on a computer, on your phone, in your car, on the radio, you're watching something. Okay, just take the device, whatever device it is you're listening to us on right now. How long would it take you to build that device if you had to build it completely from scratch, starting with the rare earth minerals digging out of the ground? How many years would it take you to build just that one device that you own? It would take you millions of years.
Okay. Yeah. No. Right. And so what do you, you think folks take that for granted?
Absolutely. We take this for granted. I've got a computer sitting right in front of me. I take it for granted every day.
Okay.
And yet I could never build this on my own. And frankly, the value that it provides into my life seems way incommensurate with what I'm able to do in my life.
You know what the shortest lived emotion is?
Gratitude.
It is gratitude. And people forget, they adjust, they convince themselves they were entitled to it all along.
That's right.
Gratitude evaporates faster than any other feeling. And look around. I mean, part of the reason is, in America today, we've never had more wealth, more comfort, more opportunity, more technology, more convenience.
Right.
I mean, we have all this information at our fingertips.
Right.
We have medical miracles. We have food delivered to our doors. We have cars that can practically drive themselves.
And none of us deserve any of it.
But so if you recognize that gratitude is the shortest lived emotion,
right,
then what you have to do every day, every single day, you've got to remind yourself that you're thankful, that you're grateful.
And that's the beauty of capitalism. It's based on gratitude. When you buy something from a store, you look at the person behind the register and you say, thank you. And the cashier looks at you and says, thank you. Both of you are grateful for that exchange. Socialism, on the other hand, is about envy. Other people have something I want, and so I'm just going to take it. Operate in gratitude. Gratitude is a bright spot. And if you start going through your life focusing on gratitude, it will change your life for the better instantly.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
You ever feel like plain water just isn't cutting it? That's why you should start using PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. One packet turns your water into next level hydration.
So it's not just flavor, it's function.
Exactly. It's got balanced sea salts and electrolytes for better fluid absorption.
Well, I'm in. Where do I get it?
Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 for 20% off.
That's vni.life/AGR and type in code AGR20 to save 20%. At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
800.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems, but you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest-growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
No, it's American Ground Radio, fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So apparently at Harvard,
yes,
they have turned the grading scale into a joke. And this has been going on for years, apparently.
They politely call it grade inflation.
Okay. You know, well, it's a participation trophy festival, apparently. But now, Harvard is now rumored to be changing that.
Really?
And they're going to stop handing out A's.
Okay.
And actually start grading students.
You know, and I think this is...
It's kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
No, I think this is overdue. But this is something I don't think it's just Harvard.
Of course it is.
All of society. So you right now, like if you go onto a Google, right, and somebody says, hey, I'd like you to give me a Google review, but just remember that if you give me a Google review and you give me less than 5 stars, then I fail. And so we've got actually grade inflation in society, because if somebody does a good job, I'm like that. Well, that's 4 out of 5. But they're like, for most people, if it's less than 5 stars, it's an absolute failure, and that's grade inflation in life. We've got an entire two generations that have grown up thinking that everybody deserves 5 stars all the time.
Well, the students apparently are terrified about this rumor that they may have to study, and. You know, they're melting down over it. And it's
really?
Like, I guess they felt like they only had to study in high school in order to make the grades to make it into Harvard.
Well, they feel like they deserve 5 stars. And Harvard's like, whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Well, we were just talking about the importance of gratitude. Here are some words of wisdom about being thankful. Zig Ziglar. Gratitude is the healthiest of all human emotions. The more you express gratitude for what you have, the more likely you will have even more to express gratitude for. Doris Day said, gratitude is riches. Complaint is poverty. The actor Will Arnett, I'm happy because I'm grateful. I choose to be grateful. That gratitude allows me to be happy. And President John F. Kennedy, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them.
Gratitude doesn't just change your attitude, it changes your altitude as well.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.